besides me? Amen. I'm so happy. Amen. Open your Bibles with me this morning to 1 Peter. Do I have the mic on? Am I good? Yep. 1 Peter chapter 4. You know, the Lord laid this on my heart the other weekend, and I was just waiting for him to give me an opportunity to speak it. Amen. I guess today's the opportunity. I guess everybody that needed to hear it is here today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just remember this, before I bring the word, there is therefore no condemnation in Christ Jesus. I'm not judging anybody. Amen? So if the shoe fits, put it on. If it doesn't, just pass it to your neighbor. But don't judge your neighbor. Amen? And make sure that the shoe that you're passing isn't a stinky shoe. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You know, the Lord was speaking to my heart in Hebrews chapter 3. The Word of God talks about a generation that always erred in their heart and didn't follow His ways. Amen? And what the Lord was speaking to my heart is, and He was grieved with them, the Bible says. He was grieved with that generation. And I was just wondering, I wonder what the Lord thinks about this generation. I wonder what He thinks about the generation now. I wonder what He thinks about what's going on and the body of Christ in the worldwide. I'm not talking about the world. He's writing to the church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. So let's look and see what the Lord has to say to us today. And hey, if there's something we can apply, let's do it. If not, hey, it's okay. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and your faith to be increased today. Hallelujah. So look with me in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 7. How many know that we're in the last days?
Amen.
Amen. If you've read your Bible and you've read the prophetic clock or the timetable, we're entering into the last days, okay? Everything that's been prophesied has happened, and the Lord can return in a moment. Amen. He tells us to be ready. He's going to return in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. I don't know. That's pretty quick. Amen. Amen. So look with me at 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 7. And the Word of God says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man have received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." You know that word minister is a servant, and a steward is an agent, and we're not secret agents, we're servant agents. God said, "Who is the greatest among you is whoever's the greatest servant." Okay? God placed it like this. He said, "We're to love the Lord thy God with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, and love our neighbor as ourselves." Amen. This is the commandment. This is for the body of Christ. So today I want to talk to you about a self-serving generation. A self-serving generation. A selfie generation. A selfish generation. But God's looking for a selfless generation. Are you with me today? Can we lift the word today and make a declaration in the house of God? Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for I'm listening. My ears are open, and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for sending this word to me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, we're so grateful for your word. And Father, we're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish what you sent it to do in the house today. And as this word goes forth, may it be edifying, may it be encouraging, may it be comforting to the hearers, And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise would be to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, I pray that I lay down myself at the altar, Father God, and that you speak through me today, and may the words that come forth build this congregation up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I've already turned it off. She said, you can't. There's no air conditioner on up here, right?
No, it's all heat.
All right. Excuse me. Tell them she needs, if it's too cold for her, she has to go in that class. All right? Sorry about that. Sorry for the interruption. We haven't finished our basement yet. We don't have heat there. And when it's hot up here, it's not really finished being hot downstairs. So we got to get those things adjusted. Amen. Where were we? We're talking about selfies. I got me a selfie stick.
Enjoy it.
I see this all the time. I'm on Facebook, and I see people posting pictures of themselves all the time. They're in love with themselves. Amen. And God speaks about a selfie generation in the last days. Amen. It's kind of amazing that now we have selfies. If anybody wants to take pictures of anybody, you can use my selfie stick. We purchased this just for today, okay? I don't carry a selfie stick around, all right? So with that in mind, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to look and see what Paul writes to his student Timothy, and he's warning him in what's going to take place in the last days. And see if this sounds familiar to you with what's going on, not only in this world, but in the body of Christ. Are you with me? 2 Timothy chapter 3. The Word of God says this: "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those things that are good, traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." Amen. Do you see this taking place in our church, in our nation? People are love their own selves. They're in love with me. The song is like, "It's all about me, Jesus." Oh, is that how that goes? But I changed the words because I didn't do it his way. Because it's all of, never mind. Okay, I'll let that keep on going. I want you to look with me. I want you to get an understanding of what's taking place. Turn with me to Romans chapter 1 for a moment. Romans, I'm gonna bring some clarity to 2 Timothy. When Paul was writing to in Romans chapter 1, verse number 28. The Word of God says, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." A reprobate mind comes from the Greek word adokimus. And adokimus means rejected. They've rejected the Word. They've rejected the mind of Christ. They've turned them over to their own minds because they're not listening to the Word of God. So many people are living by past experience and not by experiencing God today. Amen? In other words, the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. I can't live on yesterday. Today's the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Every day is a new day. You know, that's why the Apostle Paul would say in Romans 12, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is your good and reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is the good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Amen. In other words, God turned them over a mind to serve their own selves because they're not serving the Lord. In other words, if there's nothing that's taking place on the outside, there hasn't been a transformation on the inside. The work of God begins from the inside and is manifested on the outside. That's why Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father all the glory. If there isn't any outward expression, what's the difference? Amen? I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen? In other words, what God was saying to me so many times, why people are dealing with so much in their body, in their mind, in their soul, in their spirit, is they're so caught up in their self. They're so worried about their self. Everything's about them. And they think and they ponder on themselves and they get everything that's out there because their heart and their mind is concerned about themselves. I want you to understand what God wants. There's a lost and dying world out there that's going to hell, and you and I have the answer. His name is Jesus. Amen. Amen. It isn't all about us anymore. Amen. It's about, you know, he wants us to get out of this selfie mentality. This selfie mentality. I know when the adversary comes in, first place he attacks is your mind. There's a battlefield there. It's a battlefield of the mind. He speaks something in and all of a sudden he starts causing havoc. He starts turning things upside down. He starts speaking lies and deception. See, we serve a God that cannot lie, but the adversary can't do anything but lie. Amen. Amen. The Word of God says in James 1, verse 22, he says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, him being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen? In other words, faith without works is dead. It doesn't have any life to it. Amen? But James said, you show you my faith, your faith, and I'll show you my works. Amen? Because there's an outward expression about what's taking place in our hearts and lives. Amen? Amen? So all we have to do is turn our selfie stick and face it outwards instead of facing it in ourselves. You know, we're going to post this I'm posting all of y'all on website, on the web this week, that your pictures are in here. No, I'm not. I'd have to have a signed permission from you. I'm not doing that. Amen. But do you hear what the Lord is saying to you and I today? You know, the world is all about self. The world is about self. It's about self-motivation, about self-growth, about self-prosperity. It's about everything's about me. Me, me, me. Amen. And what happens if we have a selfie mentality? Well, you know what happens to us? We become selfish. Amen. In other words, there's never enough. There's never enough. We never have enough. There's never enough for us. And James, in 1 John chapter 3, he talks to us about what God expects of us. And First John 3:16. Now I would rather speak a Holy Ghost powered shouting message. But God said he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, and everything in between. He didn't say anything just for the sake of saying it. He has a purpose for every word that is written here. Hallelujah. Amen. So many times we just want to get to some of the good stuff to make us feel good stuff. So we can sound and say, oh, I feel good, I feel good, I feel good, I feel good. But let me say something to you. When you allow the Spirit of God to minister the word in your heart, you're going to feel good no matter, because the Spirit of God and the conviction of the Holy Spirit is going to change your heart and your mind, and then you'll feel good about it. The only reason you'll feel bad about it is the Holy Spirit's pricking on something in your heart. Hallelujah. We here? Hello? In 1 John chapter 3, verse number 16, the Word of God says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and see if his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? ? Amen. The word compassion from the Webster's Dictionary is defined as sympathetic concern for the suffering of another with inclination to give help or support. So we're looking at compassion. We're looking at not being selfish. You know what Solomon said in Proverbs 21:13? Here, I want you to get hold of this. He said, he that stops his ears to the cry of the poor shall cry himself and not be heard. I want you to hear that. He that stops his ears to the cry of the poor will cry himself and will not be heard. Look it up. Proverbs 21:13. I'll make sure I quoted it correctly. When I get strange looks, I look at the thing like, yeah, whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. Oh, amen. What did Jesus say in Matthew 25? I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was sick. And I was in prison, you came and visited me. And they said, well, Lord, when did we do these things to you? And he said, when you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. In other words, all God is saying to us, he wants us as children of God, we do not operate like the world. He says to you and I, we're a chosen generation. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praise of him that brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time were not a people, but now we're the people of God, who at one time had not obtained mercy, but praise God, we have attained mercy. We don't respond like the world responds. When the world curses you, you bless them. Amen. Amen. We walk in love. I don't know about you, but if you've got the Spirit of God in you, he says the Spirit of God is love. And what does love do? If you're fruity, you have joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Amen. That's the fruit of the Spirit being active in our lives. Amen. Amen. Hey, God is saying to you and I, hey, if we have a selfie mentality, we're going to be selfish, but God has called us to be selfless. Amen. Selfless. Selfless. Amen. Are you hearing me? I don't know, because if I don't get an amen, hallelujah, praise God, give me something, I got to stay there and keep on preaching until I finally hear that you got it. You know? So in other words, I'm not allowed to leave. It's just like when we're praising and worship, there's a time to continue, there's a time to stop. Amen? So if you get the point and it's in your heart, you just say, hallelujah, praise God! Okay, I was going to say, I'll start over. Are you with me? Turn me to 1 Peter chapter 3. I want you to understand something. He says, as every one of us has received gifts, God has blessed everybody in this room. We're to minister one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen? We've all been, we all have something that someone else needs. Amen? The thing that God gave to us wasn't for us. You know, the thing that God gave us was for someone else. And I'll never be able to operate and flow until I let that thing pour out for someone else. You know, sometimes, and what the adversary wants me to do, he wants me to look at me, but it isn't about me. It's about God. It's about me being an open vessel and you being an open vessel for God to pour his glory through. God isn't going to share his glory, but he wants to pour his glory through us. He wants to bless this nation. He wants to save this nation through the church. He wants the church to arise and the enemy to be scattered. The church is just laying and sleeping and slumbering, and the adversary is killing and destroying and bringing death all around us. But God came to give us life and the abundance thereof. It's time for you and I to allow the God to flow through us and start taking back some things that belong to us. Amen. Don't you think we gave the enemy too much room? We gave him too much room in our families and our households and our lives. Amen. It's time enough to say, okay, enough is enough. I'm going to draw a line in the sand. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into enemy territory. I'm not going to wait for him to come to me. Hello? In other words, if I'm charging the enemy, he's the one running, not me. Amen. That's the problem. So many times we're waiting, and the adversary comes in that time of waiting, in that time of pondering, and he beats us all up. Amen. Amen. I believe we're in a time in the body of Christ like it's never been before. It's never ever been witnessed like this before. It's never ever been witnessed like this before. That time when your sons and your daughters are prophesying, your young men are dreaming dreams, your old men are seeing visions, hasn't been happening. God's getting ready to shake. God's getting ready to shake the tree. He's shaking the house of God. He's shaking the body of Christ. He's shaking you and I. He's telling us to come out of our apathy, come out of our complacency. It's time for us to get moving for the kingdom of God. Amen. Did we give the enemy enough room? I don't know about you, brother, but I'm ready to take some things back. Amen. Something comes and tries to attack my family, I'm going to defend it. Amen. Somebody come to try to steal from my house, I'm going to defend my house. Amen. And God says we need to have that same mentality in the body of Christ. Amen. We got to know who we are. I know who I've served, and I know he is able. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. What are you saying, Pastor? Well, I'm taking a message that was about selfies and selfishness and about selflessness, and I'm using it as a motivational message. I could turn around and I could take this message and I could beat you up. I could judge you. I can feel you make you feel all bad about yourself, but I want you to feel good about who God's called you to be. God's called you the head, not the tail. God says you're blessed going in, coming out. The favor of God's on you. You can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens you. You're more than a conqueror. I say, I can do it. That was weak. One time, I can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's the key. It just can't be here. It just can't be here. That word has to come in here. It has to get here. It has to get here. It has to get here because that's what your mouth is speaking. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It comes from here. Don't just be a hearer. Let the word get inside of your heart to transform your life. How can you change someone else's life if you won't allow God to transform you? Hallelujah. You got to let that word get down. You got to let it seed in your heart. You got to let it start blossoming and let it start growing. And then you'll start walking in victory. All of a sudden, you'll be the one that walks in the room taking dominion. Hey, God's called me to be a man under authority and with dominion, but he's called everybody in the room, and he's given you authority and dominion over every name named. I don't know about you, but I'm the church. I'm the body of Christ, and greater is the one that's in me than he that's in this world. And I'm overcoming him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of my mouth. The words of my mouth. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. The words of my mouth. I choose to speak life. And life comes. I speak it and it comes. You speak it and it comes. God says that we will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. God said it. I believe it. And he'll do it. Amen. But God is saying to you and I, all he's asking us to do is be selfless. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 8, the word of God says, finally, be ye of all one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Amen. I want you to understand something he said here. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. My heart weeps at times. My heart weeps when I feel the heart of the Father's heart. I feel the Father's heart of how much he loves you and what great plans he has for every last one of us. And all he is saying, if you would just be sensitive to my word and let my word penetrate your heart. Amen. Man cannot do this. God said man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word is for your benefit and for my benefit and for the benefit of others. He's called us as reconcilers, ministers of reconciliation. He's reconciled us, so we should reconcile others to him. You know how I reconcile others to him? Because I start loving people that are unlovable. Hello? I love them when they don't deserve to be loved. Because God loved me when I didn't deserve to be loved. He poured out his love on the cross of Calvary. While I was yet in my sin, he poured out his blood and his life for me and you as a ransom for you and I. Such love, such wondrous love, that God would love sinners such as I. What wondrous love is that? Amen. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 6, he says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things. Underline that in your Bible. Sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Amen. I don't know about you, but you can't outgive God. You can't outgive him. I'll tell you what. I'm not talking about just money. I'm talking about when you pour out your love and your compassion to others, he can't help but pour his love and compassion even a greater measure to you. It's kind of, he just totally blows my socks off. He amazes me. Amen? He totally amazes me. God did something this week that would blow the minds of every attorney, every lawyer, every judge in this nation. I saw God turn something around that the adversary had brought out up for evil and turn it around and use it for his glory and his honor and turn things around supernaturally. Amen. I'm telling you what. I want you to understand we serve a God that's alive. Amen. If you want to go to some place that wants to teach you a history lesson on the Bible, that's okay. But I'm here to tell you about a God that's alive today. I'm here to tell you that the Word is alive. The Word is alive. This isn't just on pages. It comes out of the pages. Jesus said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In other words, and then the Word became flesh. Took on the form of Jesus. Amen. Lived among us. Lived a sinless life. Died on the cross. Arose from the grave. Paid the penalty for our sin. And purchased a place in heaven. Hallelujah. Man. Amen. I can see that time. You know, in the Old Testament, when God was creating things, he said, God said. And it was echoing through time. And all of a sudden, it became flesh in Jesus Christ. You know, the Gnostics didn't believe. They believed that Jesus was still a spirit, not in the flesh. Amen. But I know that Jesus came in the flesh. How y'all know? Because I had an encounter with him. Amen. I had an encounter with the resurrected Lord. Amen. And he's alive. Amen. He's alive in me. He's alive in you. Amen. We're not serving a dead God. Amen. We're not serving a dead God. There's all kinds of men and women in this world that are serving dead gods. Amen. The one I serve is alive. Amen. He's alive and he's active. Praise God. Look at me in Colossians 1 and I'll shut this down. Even though I didn't hear an amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know something? Let me tell you something. Every time the word goes forth, there's a measure of faith that's growing inside of you. You may not even know it. You may not even realize it, but there's a measure of faith that increases every time you hear God's word. Every time it's spoken, every time it's heard, there's a measure of faith. You know, the Bible says we go from glory to glory. Amen. I don't know about you. I haven't got there yet. I can't wait. Hallelujah. But look with me in Colossians 1 and verse number 10. Paul encourages us that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all godliness with longsuffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us unto his kingdom of his dear Son, and whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. So what is God saying to you and I in closing today? Amen. You know, in this self-serving generation that we live in, look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And this is what the Apostle Paul says to you and I. He said, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. I believe in closing today what the Lord is saying to us, that it's so important for us not to get so much focus on ourselves that we become selfish. God has called you and I to be selfless, to put others above ourselves. Amen. So in closing today, you know, the Bible says all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That you've sinned, I've sinned, we've all sinned. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says God so loved the world, God so loves you and I, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. You and I, so many times like sheep, we've all gone astray, to each your own way. The Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. This gift that God offers us is this, that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. So by putting our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation, it draws you and I, for our simple nature, to God. And if that makes sense to you, God is offering that gift to you to whosoever will. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for sending you. You sent the word here today to accomplish what you sent it to do. In the closing moments of the service, before we take communion, if you're here today and you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or maybe one time you accepted him, but you've drifted away and you feel him tugging on your heart, and you, would you just raise your hand and say, Pastor, I want to accept him in my heart today. Is that you? Is there anybody at all? I need Jesus. Is there anybody? Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're the searcher of all hearts. Father, today you talk to us about being selfish or selfless. Father, you talk to us today about, as every man has received a gift, that we're to minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. One thing God wants us to be, he wants us just to be open. No one's here to judge anyone. Maybe you're here and you haven't been a giver. Maybe you haven't been sharing your gifts. Maybe your gifts haven't been in operation. And if that's you, would you just stand up? Stand up and take a stand. Say, Pastor, I heard the word today. I'm not going to leave this place the way I came in. I'm going to let the word have a place in my heart and life, and let it transform me and change me. Is that you? Would you stand, please? Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for everyone that's gathered here today, Father God. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you're the searcher of all hearts. I thank you for the ones that stood, Father God. I pray for you to stir the gifts that are in them, Father God. Even gifts that have been laying dormant, Father God, I pray that you activate them today, Father God. Holy Ghost, stir them up. Stir them up. May they swell inside of them and just come bursting out, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Father, as we gather together to partake of your broken body and your shed blood, Father, you ask us to examine ourselves. So, Lord, we're examining ourselves that our trust and our hope is in you. There isn't a perfect man that's coming up here to take communion, but we serve a perfect Savior. So if I ask you to come today and let's gather around the altar, we'll partake of the broken body and the shed blood of our Lord and Savior.